Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, players?
This is the talk of champions, franchise player.
Always boss player.
Forever.
Welcome into Franchise Player, a site crossover podcast of the Ole Miss Spirit on 3 and inside the Rebels 247 Sports. I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben on Twitter. He's David Johnson at Rebels 247. Happy Friday, May 26th, 2023. Ole Miss football staying hot in the transfer portal. Much more to come in recruiting as well this weekend. David, what's up, man?
How are you, Ben? It's been a kind of busy week, especially on Thursday. You get, two cornerbacks where Ole Miss desperately needs help in the secondary. I don't think anybody can argue against that, considering the offseason portal losses. And you got Jaden Kennedy from Tulane and Justin Hodges from UCF, both coming in here. And, Hodges, I think, is a huge get. Kennedy could potentially be a huge get, but, you know, we all know he injured his knee back in October, required surgery. So, we got to see how fast Jaden Kennedy gets on his horse. But, you know, the word you hear, and I know you're hearing this too, is that Kennedy's just too good to pass on. I mean, so it may take him a little while longer to get physically able to perform up to his abilities. But in the end, the Ole Miss coaches think he's going to be worth it. Justin Hodges, he's out of the package, ready, experienced, and both should be welcomed additions.
Yeah. Now, both come with risk. You already detailed the injury history with Kennedy. Oh, yeah. And then Hodges, now the charges were dismissed, but still he was dismissed from UCF because of an armed robbery charge. So both of these guys are in the portal this late, two accomplished players that could help your team next year as far as winning. They're in the portal this late for a reason. But Ole Miss is getting two players that could really help them potentially. And if you get Kennedy back on the early end of the recovery timetable, which from ACL surgery, I'm assuming is like 8 months, that would mean August, he's probably playing free safety because, all kids are different as far as the recovery time, but it seems pretty fast to try to get back from that kind of injury and to move on like you would at cornerback so quickly. But he mentioned how he wants to play both positions, or Ole Miss recruited him to potentially play both positions. And now Ole Miss has added 13 defensive players since the end of the 2022 season when Ole Miss was 8-5, got embarrassed in the Texas Bowl, just not a good win. I mean, not a good close, 7-1. And then we all know how it turned out. Have the Rebels done enough defensively, including bringing in Pete Golding, who's been absolutely on fire on the recruiting trail? Have they done enough, David?
Yeah, we won't know. We won't know until probably week two at Tulane if they've done enough. They're facing a preseason All-American at quarterback that week in Pratt with Tulane. But it gets tougher beyond Tulane. Don't think it doesn't. But we just don't know. Couple of points here. You know, number one is that it speaks to the desperation. You mentioned there's a reason these guys are in the portal this late. It kind of speaks to the desperation Ole Miss has on the defensive side of the football, especially in the secondary. They roll the dice and take Hodges and Kennedy. And it may not be fair to Justin Hodges to say they're rolling the dice because the charges were dismissed. But he was excommunicated from the UCF football program. So, there is that to consider, certainly. But Ole Miss needs some help, particularly on the back end of their defense, and we all knew it. I mean, you can't lose Ig Magnuson and, you know, Tysheem Johnson and Miles Battle even, and, you know, a promising true freshman in Braxton Myers without having to turn to the portal, you know, to fill the coffers. But, you know, do we know if it's enough right now? We don't. I think their defensive line is going to be fine. I do. Linebackers, I'm a little iffy on. Secondary, I just don't know, Ben. We're going to have to see.
Are they a more talented and deep defense today than they were when they finished 8-5 in 2022? Considering everything, who they brought in and who they've lost.
Yeah, considering everything, I think they are. You know, Cedric Johnson certainly has the potential to be an impact player, as does Jared Ivey. J.J. Pegues and Josh Harris in the middle of that defensive line. Man, it gives you a lot of options. And now you've brought in Ukwu and Stephon Wynn, and you've got quality rotational depth. And honestly, you know, Ukwu could be a star. Mm-hmm. So I like that. Jean Baptiste and Monty Montgomery both were, you know, kind of, you know, they're I don't want to, they're pedestrian as far as linebackers in the SEC goes. Run-of-the-mill SEC linebackers. You don't have a P. Willie back there. That's for
basically,
sure.
Basically, you lost Austin Keys and got two more.
Yeah, you did. You did. That's a good way of putting it.
I do think that both of them have more upside than Austin Keys, and I do think that Jeremiah Jean-Baptiste in particular as a pass rusher could bring a lot more than he did. But as far as just competency and consistency of play, that's the kind of player we're talking about here, which is good enough, but it's not what you're speaking of as far as star quality.
Yeah, and you would think both of them are close enough to the NFL that they all play with their hair on fire.
Right.
And, you know, the secondary, you know, we've got DeAndre Prince coming back, and we know what he brings. You know, you got Zamari Walton that transferred in from Georgia Tech that looks great.
I think he's their best next level prospect right now.
Yeah, he really looks good. And then you're going to throw these new guys in there and see who gets to play, who can make it into that rotation. And, you know, but just keep in the back of your mind, you know, Miles Battle went to Utah. Tysheem Johnson went to Oregon. Davidson Igbignosin went to Ohio State. I mean,
as did Tywon Malone.
Yeah. I mean, you lost some promising guys. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, they're all at big time programs. Not to say Ole Miss is not at a big time program, but you could argue Utah, Oregon, Ohio State, they've had bigger success than the Rebels.
It's not homerish to say that Ole Miss is probably on its hottest recruiting streak since Pete Golding got here, right? I mean,
no doubt about it. Pete Golding has made a tremendous difference in Ole Miss recruiting, as has Randall Joyner. And look, you got to take your hat off to Kenodo Hudson. I mean, he's getting guys as well. But that
first year cornerbacks coach from Western Kentucky, for those who might not know.
Yeah. I mean, those guys, they're hot. I mean, I just crystal balled another guy to Ole Miss, Maurice Davis, 3-star edge from Albany, Georgia. He's got 3 officials coming up. It's going to be Louisville, Ole Miss, and South Florida. I mean, where do you think a kid from Georgia is going to go? I think it's Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm. What went into your crystal ball for Braylon Burnside to Ole Miss?
Good question.
Yeah, because that generated some reaction. You knew it would.
Yeah, big time. You know what? In all honesty, it's the feedback I'm getting that Mississippi State simply is not putting their NIL money into high school prospects as much as Ole Miss is in this particular cycle. And for whatever reason that is, I don't know why, but, you know, they're kind of missing the mark, in my opinion. And, you know, the word I've gotten back is Ole Miss is not missing the mark. So that's what went into it. The better question would be to ask someone from the state site why, after I crystal balled into Ole Miss, they crystal balled him to Mississippi State.
Very coincidental timing, I would say. It's crazy how that works.
I don't know, but one of us is going to have to eat goat, and right now I think it's going to be not me.
Well, what I'm saying is that that crystal ball from them is purely reactionary. You actually have, and that's why I asked, that you have something backing up why you feel this kind of confidence.
Derek Nix was at a spring game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if Mississippi State was or not. He's got a great relationship with Derek Nix. And if you know Derek Nix personally, that's easy to have, okay?
Just a genuinely good guy.
Yeah, he's an absolutely incredible guy. But, you know, and I think there's a little bit of Braylon Burnside keeping one eye on the success that A.J. Brown had here at Ole Miss and asking himself, could I have that success at Mississippi State? He's got a defensive guy, Zach Arnett, as a head coach down there. And
very much unproven, especially when compared to Lane Kiffin right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. And look, Lane's got a six-year deal here. Folks, he ain't going anywhere.
By law, he only has four, but yes, it's six.
Yeah, it's 6 years. I mean, the
Mississippi law only allows four, but it's six.
Correct. Worth $54 million and some change, he's not going anywhere. I mean, he's here. So you know who you're going to be playing for. You know the type of offense you're going to fit in. You really like the wide receivers coach. And
Lane is always going to have Ole Miss nationally relevant, whether good or bad or indifferent. He's always going to be in the college football national conversation in some way.
Correct. You could ask anybody in California who the head coach of the Ole Miss Rebels are, and they probably know. Ask them who the head coach of the Mississippi State Bulldogs is, I doubt if they know. So, you know, that's
if I polled, I don't know, the entire state of California and asked for the head coach of Mississippi State football, and I said, you have two choices, Jed Bartlett, the fictional president on the West Wing, or Zach Arnett, it would probably be an even split 50-50.
Jed sounds more like a football coach, right?
Yeah.
Fictional president on the West Wing. Yeah, and I'm not trying to bash Mississippi State, but I mean, you know, from what I'm hearing, you know, Mississippi State is coming up well short on the NIL side of things. You know, they're either going to change that, or they're not, and they're not going to get Braylon Burnside. That's that goes into my crystal ball. That and the fact of, again, I'll call it the A.J. Brown factor. He's seen a kid from his high school come to Ole Miss, become the richest receiver in the NFL, and why can't he do it?
Well, let me ask you this. If you took the rivalry stuff out of it, and you can't, but if you did, just for the sake of this exercise, and you look at recent precedent, name the three biggest recruits to come out of Starkville in recent history, biggest football recruits. Four-star A.J. Brown, four-star Luke Altmyer, and four-star Braylon Burnside, right?
Yeah, two of the three have already picked Ole Miss, and Luke has transferred to Illinois. I brought that up in the story I wrote on my prediction that, it's not unthinkable that Starkville's best athlete would pick Ole Miss.
Yeah, it's not at all. I mean, quite frankly, to the neutral observer, you just showed them what recent history has been Ole Miss getting these players out of Starkville, and they didn't know anything about the rivalry. They would just say, oh, that makes sense. But because the rivalry is involved and you put in a crystal ball for a Starkville kid, of course it's followed up with a crystal ball from Mississippi State. The perceived rivalry between the media beat people, too. Like, I don't wake up thinking about these guys, but they'd certainly wake up thinking about Ole Miss.
No, I never look at it. I just don't pay attention to it. And, I knew when I crystal balled Burnside to Ole Miss.
You knew what was coming.
I knew what was coming, but you know, I felt it, and I should not weigh how Mississippi State fans are going to feel about anything I say or predict in my predictions. I just don't do that. And but I knew there would be a reactionary response, and there was.
Introducing the new and improved BNA Bank mobile app. From setting transaction alerts and tracking your spending habits to managing travel plans and turning off a lost or stolen debit card, you can take care of all of it in the new BNA mobile app. At BNA Bank, we know that life moves pretty fast, and we have the mobile technology to keep up with your life on the go. BNA Bank, local, invested, modern banking.
Are you ready for the Grove? Because I know I am. So join Lane Kiffin and your Ole Miss football rebels at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium this fall for the 2023 season. Order tickets now to participate in the seat selection process and to explore seating options. Visit OleMissTix.com, OleMissTix.com, or call the Ole Miss Athletics Foundation today, 662-915-7159. For Ole Miss football season tickets, it's time again to help lock the vault.
The car buying process can be a lot. I know, I've been there. You just want to get in and out with a new car and the best deal. Simple. Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford keeps it simple. They're going to take care of you, get you in and out with your new vehicle with a great deal. Their inventory right now is priced to sell, and what separates Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford from any and all competitors is they aim to address each of your needs with the utmost respect, care, and attention to detail. Contact them today at 662-234-8000. That's 662-234-8000. Stop by and see them in person at 2201 East University Avenue in Oxford. That's Allen Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Oxford to find your next perfect car, truck, or Jeep. Allen Samuels, let's be friends.
Here in Oxford, Mississippi, golf matters. For the Ole Miss Rebels, the casual looking to knock out a quick 18. Yes, we care about the fit when we hit the course, and PXG Apparel has something for everyone. Me? You Talk of Champions listeners know I'm a daily hat wearer, and especially at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has mastered a snapback for any type of weather or occasion. My navy goes with pretty much everything. Point is, PXG has you covered for any and all golf attire, making sure the fit is right in all the right places. Made with premium materials and technology designed for peak performance, these confidence-inspiring looks invite all-day play, taking you seamlessly from a round of golf to the office to a night on the square. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC and use code TOC at checkout to save 10% on all apparel.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And of course, this happens, this crystal ball of David's for Braylon Burnside to potentially end up at Ole Miss. This happens in the same week that it is again announced that Ole Miss and Mississippi State will again play the friggin' Egg Bowl on Thanksgiving night.
What is Thanksgiving, man? When Eli was on the Ole Miss team, we just quit celebrating it because every other year we were driving to Starkville. And then when it was here at Ole Miss, we had a ball game to go watch and see. And I still have a ball game to go watch and see. But, you know, I know ESPN has to have programming. And honestly, the Egg Bowl is probably the best holiday night programming they can get.
Oh, for sure. I get the reason why it keeps happening.
Yeah, but it is a pain in the ass for – almost all Ole Miss and Mississippi State fans. Nobody wants it on Thanksgiving, hardly. We'd rather play it on a Saturday.
Yeah. And, even Black Friday, I'd be fine. I guess that's LSU Arkansas time, but whatever.
Yeah, it is what it is. The game's going to stay on Thanksgiving.
Well, here's my compromise. I wish there was compromise in 2023. There's not, but here's my compromise. Not every Thanksgiving. Why can't the Iron Bowl and the Egg Bowl just kind of alternate Thanksgivings?
Oh, man, there's too much clout in the state of Alabama.
But if all things were equal, that would make too much sense.
Yeah, and while everybody is complaining about playing on Thanksgiving night, remember that in a couple of years when ESPN goes with Texas A&M on Thanksgiving night and kicks us to the side of the curb.
You know what? You convinced me. I'm not going to complain anymore. You're right. All right. So before we get out of here, how would you grade Ole Miss so far with the transfer portal additions, and how many more do you think they're going to add before fall camp in August?
Yeah, well, there should be six spots left if I'm calculating right. And I could be off a spot or two either way, but I think there's six. So, I think obviously you'd go get a wide receiver, but who? Zachary Franklin is still out there, but there's been some concern about him maybe academically, so whether or not he's got to get more work. I mean, come on, let's be honest. A player the caliber of Zachary Franklin is still in the portal. Why? And the reason I ask that is you brought it up, Hodges and Kennedy, they have a why to both of them. Does Zachary Franklin have a why? Probably. Or somebody would have gobbled him up by now. Because Ole Miss is not the only team in the country in need of a wide receiver. And, you know, he's still floundering out there. I'm thinking B+, A-. While we're talking about the portal, we might as well talk about Caleb Johnson, the quarterback from Louisville. He can't commit to Ole Miss right now. He would love to. He's willing to wait on the Rebels to see what plays out with their quarterback situation. And if it plays out the way we all have a hunch it may play out, Caleb will be joining the Ole Miss Rebels. But that being, and not to speak in code here, is Spencer Sanders going to stick around?
And the expectation is Spencer, Jackson, and Walker are all going to show up next Tuesday when players report and go through summer and then compete in August camp. So we'll see. When's your camp?
Hey, our camp is June 7th, the Mississippi Valley State Mega Camp, in which Ole Miss plans to send a couple of coaches to. They'll be there. It's blowing up. It's going through the roof. It's amazing. And 247 Sports on 3, Prep Red Zone, all going to be there to cover it. Registration is unbelievably going through the roof. We're expecting between, and the thing about camps you have to realize is a lot of kids don't sign up until the very end, right, like 3 days before. So right now, I can confidently say we're expecting 400, but we could potentially have 500 prospects, I think, from 12 different states right now. They're coming from West Virginia. They're coming from New Jersey. We're excited. I mean, it should be a blast, and I appreciate you and On3, being a part of it.
How does it work as far as you get transfer guys, you get high school kids? How do you put them through drills for the coaches and stuff? What's the process of that? I'm just curious from a purely functional standpoint.
Yeah. It's all divided by position. Now, when the kids check in, they will have a wristband put on them, designating their graduation year. And, we're going 24, 25, 26, and 27s at this camp. Plus, junior college players and portal players. So it's color coded as to what you are. I've got to order those this morning, actually. And, so that's
well, how you're welcome for the reminder.
Yeah. Thank you. That's how you tell when they're on the field. A coach can go, that's a purple guy. He's a 2025. That's a red guy. He's a 24. You know, that's a gold guy. He's in the portal. You know, things like that. So, you know, we're excited. It's an all position camp. We'll do quarterbacks, wide receivers, and DBs at 10 o'clock in the morning. O-line, D-line at noon. We're going to do running backs, linebackers, tight ends at 2 o'clock. And we'll do kickers, punters, long snappers at 4 o'clock. So, yeah, I even had a walk-on kicker that was on the Alabama roster last year sign up. So, you know, we've got DBs coming from Louisiana Monroe, cornerback coming from West Virginia Tech. It's going to be a little bit of everything. And, you know, our big draws are we've got Ole Miss there. We've got TCU there. We've got Louisville there. Texas State is there. Eastern Michigan out of the MAC will be there. But, you know, there's levels for every kid. I mean, we've got D3s. Delta State will be there as a Division II school. Several of the Mississippi JUCOs will be there. Navarro Community College out of Texas, big famous JUCO. I think that's where Marshall Henderson played. They're going to be there. So Murray State, Northwestern Louisiana State. It's going to be and all three Mississippi SWAC schools. Valley, of course, is hosting it. Jackson State will be there. Alcorn State will be there. Around 30 colleges. So should be a grand day. We're excited.
But do you feel better today about how Ole Miss will go about facing this schedule with the current roster and what they've added than you did going into the offseason? Because there's been a lot of consternation about the losses or what they maybe need or maybe don't need. And we're kind of getting to the end of this. They're still got some months to go. I feel much better about them with this roster attacking that behemoth of a schedule than I did even a couple months ago.
I don't know if I feel any better about it just because everybody feels like they've made roster improvements. And that's Alabama, that's Georgia, Mississippi State, Auburn, LSU, Texas A&M, Arkansas, everybody. The schedule is tough. Now, I've always felt like Ole Miss will be competitive against this schedule. There aren't many teams, if any, that can just go out there and look over Ole Miss and still beat them. But, you know, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. I mean, you know, you got to hope you win all four of your non-conference games, right? And the Tulane game sticks out like a sore thumb, but I think Ole Miss will be able to go in there, have enough firepower, understand their season's on the line against Tulane in week two, and come out with a victory. I think they'll do that. It'll be close, but I think they win that game. So that's four wins right there. And, you know, Georgia Tech, first-year coach, they're going to be better than they were last year, but not good enough. And then Mercer and I think Louisiana Monroe at some point late in the season. So four wins right there. Vanderbilt, they're getting better under Clark Lee. There's no doubt about it. But you got to count that as win number five. Mississippi State, anything can happen. You could win it. You could lose it. We've seen it happen before. We've seen better teams lose and worse teams win. So, you know, that one's kind of in the air. And then you get to the rest of the schedule. Are you going to beat Alabama? What would Vegas say? No. Are you going to beat Georgia? Vegas is going to say no. So that's two losses. You know, LSU, it's going to be tough, okay? They're a really good football team. And then Texas A&M, Arkansas, and Auburn. I mean, Arkansas's got KJ Jefferson back. Okay. Auburn, it's Hugh Freeze. And A&M, this is the first offense under what's his name? Gosh, dog, it escapes me.
Bobby Petrino?
Yeah, I was thinking motorcycles, but okay. So Bobby Petrino. And you know, Jimbo has got to tie one hand around his back and not mess with Petrino's offense. Whatever it is Petrino wants to call, you know, because that's what we heard when A&M hired him, was that, you know, Bobby is going to call the offense. So Jimbo's got to quit meddling in that, because Jimbo's offense does not work well. So, you know, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I mean, it's going to be tough. It's not any easier. I mean, name me one portal guy that we've recently acquired that makes his schedule easier. I just don't see it. It may make you more competitive, but it doesn't make the schedule any easier. And J.J. Pegues, if you're listening to this, this is it, buddy. This is your year to shine. You're the hometown kid that came home, welcomed back. You've got all the physical ability in the world. Now you've got a big giant mountain next to you in Josh Harris to take off some of the double teams and stuff. I expect J.J. Pegues to explode and have a very dominant year this year. I really do. And it needs to happen. You know, same thing for Cedric Johnson, banged up last year. You know, said they took you to SEC Media Days because, you know, you had the potential to be the guy. Last year didn't work out that way. This year must work out that way. And either Jeremiah Jean-Baptiste or Monty Montgomery, if you're listening, one of you guys has to set your hair on fire and light up the SEC. And if those things happen, you know, Ole Miss could win 9 games. If those things don't happen, Ole Miss could have to beat Mississippi State to get into the Liberty Bowl.
He's David Johnson. This has been another edition of Franchise Player, site crossover podcast of the Ole Miss Spirit on 3. And inside the Rebels 247, I'm Ben Garrett at Spirit Ben. David's on Twitter at Rebels 247. We'll be back with another one next week. Thank you, my friend. I enjoyed it.
Hotty toddy, everybody.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.